How was your weekend?
Can I be honest? I don't remember. I actually don't remember what happened this week. Okay, but I remember I watched Swarm. I don't know if you heard of Swarm. So it's basically this limited series. I want to believe it's a limited series produced by, I think, Donald Glover and Jenny. I can't remember her last name. I think Jenny Neighbors or something. And it's basically about crazed Beehive fans. And I'm just like, is this supposed to be about me?
Is it a
Basically,
personal attack?
let me tell you what happened. So in the plot, there's this artist that's supposed to be like Beyoncé adjacent, and then she has this particular fan. Her name is Dream, and she's basically a serial killer. And she basically
Oh, wow.
kills people that don't agree with like her stance on Beyoncé being okay, not Beyoncé. The name of the artist is Niger. So people that don't say that Niger is their favorite artist, she goes around killing them. Or people that have something bad to say about. It's so crazy because
That is so insane.
it's unhinged. Everything's basically like Beyoncé. Basically, like
Oh, okay.
they made the character Beyoncé in another in a sense. Like she has twins, she has a lot of fans, and her Hive. So you know how Beyoncé is Beehive. Her, I think her thing is called Swarm, which is like the title of the.
Her fan base.
Yes, like a swarm of wasps. I think it's wasps. It's so creepy. It's so like psycho. It's like a psycho thriller type thing. It's crazy, to be honest.
So,
So.
on the topic of weird thrillers, so let me give a bit of context. So usually when I study in like the study areas in my school, and there are these group of other students that usually study there. Like I see them most of the time. And most of the time they speak Italian, right? But in this certain situation, they were speaking English and it was on the topic of blood transfusion. And honestly, I had never come back. I mean, I understand blood transfusion in the sense that, oh, you need blood, like you're maybe dying or like something urgent, something severe has happened that you need blood. I understand in that context. But in this context that they're talking about, they were basically saying that, like, they basically are doing it so that they can continue living unhealthy lives. So in the sense that they will find someone that is healthy, has enough healthy blood so that they can take this person's blood and still be doing unhealthy things, no matter what. They can smoke, they can drink blood, do whatever, and all they have to do is just get this person's blood and they will feel fine. At least that's what they were saying, because they were going really into detail about it, and it was just so weird because they were speaking English.
Only like stupidly rich people can afford that kind of thing, and I think medical repercussions. I don't know that I would say yeah, because I know when I had a blood transfusion, I was my skin was popping. That's all I can say. And I would think why they would want it, so they can feel healthy, even though they're not actually living healthy. But I don't know. I feel like if you do that every week, then definitely would be medical repercussions. I don't think that's normal.
What even took me aback about the whole thing was just the reason behind it, so that they can just continue like doing whatever, drinking anyhow, smoking anyhow, and then all they just have to do is just maybe once a week change their, like, take this healthy person's blood and they'll be fine. I just felt like it just seems like a lot of trouble that you're going into. But the thing is also like you're not sure. I just feel like all of this is a bit like on, like, you're not sure about, and maybe if, because me, I've not done serious in-depth research about it, so that's maybe why I'm a bit iffy about the whole thing. But I just feel like for these kind of things that I'm so unsure about, and when it's for like something so simple as, oh, just trying to be healthy, I just feel like why do something so complicated? I mean, obviously some people would rather just like continue living their lives without any like having to change it. That's fine. I understand that. But it's like, if you do need to live healthy, why not just make those changes instead of having to do this like overly expensive method?
Right.
Like I said, like I understand it in the severe sense, but then they were just talking about it like it was like oh, like maybe because they don't do exercise often or something, like they'll go and find someone that is fit and you know that does exercise regularly, or they eat junk food most of the time. Like in I was just like,
What's the difference between someone that doesn't work out, the blood in someone that doesn't work out, and the blood in someone that works out? Like, what's
see, Emmy, I don't
when
know,
it comes to maybe
but you know.
okay, but like working out, looking out for your muscles, for your fats, like
Well, on the topic of like trying to maintain your body and whatever,
yeah.
can I just say keeping up appearances, looking, trying to skincare is very expensive.
It is.
Do you know the amount
Oh
of money I've spent?
my God. Oh my God. It is.
I was just, but then the thing is, do you know how they trap you? When you stop using it, your skin starts being shit. So you actually need it. So you need to continue buying it. Oh my
Okay,
days.
so you know what?
This is the trap I've fallen into.
Do you know what's funny is that I understand where you're coming from, right? And oh, the whole pharmaceutical, you know, there's supposed to be a conspiracy about this because I believe pharmaceutical companies, in not just like medical drugs, also skincare and the rest, they give you medicine
Of course.
that makes you require more medicine or skincare. Like, there's no permanent solution to these things, and it's just like,
Yes.
why? I'm so sure there are ways to make your skin permanently nice.
There should
Of course,
be.
there's something that you're supposed to do routinely, like retinol, that you're supposed to do like
Yeah.
routinely. But I'm very sure, like things like, oh, I have fungal acne, or oh, I have hyperpigmentation. I feel like things like hyperpigmentation, once you treated it once, I don't think you should keep treating it. With the issue of skin care, everybody jumping on like the wave of skincare and us having like really good skin when we're on a routine and everything, like when we're not on the routine. Our skin goes back to its default. I think, yeah, mostly has to do with like self-image. And to be very honest, I feel like at the point where I'm like on my normal skin, when I'm not doing a routine, like maybe all I'm doing is sunscreen, I think I should be able to love what I look at in the mirror. You know, skincare is just for like, okay,
Yeah, I feel you.
right? But if I'm not on a skincare regimen and I hate what I see in the mirror, I would feel like, okay, there's actually a problem. But it's different if it's like very, very like inflammatory acne, then I'd be like, okay, it's okay to do
Yeah.
that. But if it's like your skin is just textured skin is so normal. And I think we're beginning to forget that very quickly.
Honestly.
You glow.
Honestly, I agree
It's
with you.
normal to have textured skin. It's normal to
I agree with you in that
have
aspect.
pores here and there. It's normal to have lips that are not pink. Like, it must have lines, you know?
Oh my days. Can I also on the lips that are pink thing, I just want to mention you, I don't know. I know, okay, we've the Western look of beauty, but can I just say pink lips chap so easily?
Serious.
Oh my days, you literally need lip balm for everything. So all you people with no pink, it's just this is just like I'm just like, don't feel bad about it. I have to apply lip balm literally every day so my lips don't crack.
You have a point, and I agree with you because my lips are almost always
Yeah.
not, you know, sucky. But is it a thing of it being pink? Is it a pink thing or is it a general thing?
Like, personally, I feel like right now, is it still a thing for your lips to be pink? Or I don't think it's a thing anymore, is it?
Trust me, I see all this pink
Yeah.
everywhere. It's a thing. Oh, I mistakenly bought a lip. Oh my God. It's still in my makeup box. I went to Evernote. I was looking for like a normal lip gloss because I was out. Oh, actually, I wasn't out.
Was it a maximizing one?
It was a lip oil. I thought it was lip gloss. I didn't look at it very well. I just
Oh, okay.
I left. Then when I got home,
What's his lip oil?
I don't know why I didn't look at it. It's a lip oil, and it's like a magic oil, so it's clear. When you look at it, it's clear. It looks like clear gloss. But when you apply it on your lip, in the next 30 seconds, your lips
turn
pink. The first time, I've not used it.
Jesus is Lord.
I've not used it after the first time. Once I put it, I thought, oh, lip gloss. The next thing, the lip was pink. Like, bright pink. I was so like, oh my God. But thank God I didn't use it.
What?
It was at night. I wasn't going anywhere. So it would have been so, and the thing is that it's almost permanent. Like,
really?
Yes. It was so embarrassing. I had to sleep like that. And speaking of self-image, so I was at the gym today, and so, like, this trainer comes up to me. He's like, oh, what's your goal? Like, because I'm still, like, fairly-ish new again, because I stopped going before I started reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know what? I don't have a goal. I just want to be.
Mm.
And it's so funny because, can I just say that there's a vanity that happens with going to the, like, there's this, people go to the gym to look a certain way. I mean, it's fair, like, it's okay to get compliments from people or to get treated better or whatnot. But can I just say that, let's say you didn't have this, like, gym body, would you still have your same self-esteem? Because, I don't know, it's just, like, why are we vain?
Because the world is telling us that we should focus on that more.
It's so crazy because if I get a slimmer waist, what's going to happen? Nothing. Like,
even with going to the gym, I mostly just do it, one, for fun, because I actually do enjoy it. And two, it's actually good for you to go to the gym. It helps with your heart. It helps with your brain, apparently. So I do that for that. I'm also like you. I don't have a... I told my sister about my weight goal. She was like, I don't think you want that. And truly, truly, I didn't want that weight. I didn't want that weight loss goal that I thought I wanted.
I thought I was,
you know,
because I thought I was getting bigger. But I was like, I like what I see in the mirror. Like, I don't want
to it's
myself. But I want to be active, you know. But I don't necessarily want, like, a slimmer waist, bigger butt, bigger hips, and whatnot.
I don't care. I personally, because I was so obsessed with having a small waist for so long, but I just felt like it was just making me feel so unhappy when I realized I didn't have this small waist. Like, I would just be like, oh, my waist isn't tiny, my waist isn't... But then after some time, I just didn't care. And honestly, I felt so much better. I felt so much better. My waist isn't tiny. My hips are not large. Like, I'm just...
Chica, you have large.
I'm just... I have my small...
Wait, Chica is large.
I really don't, you know.
Lies.
Okay, Chica, my days.
Chica,
oh, large. My days.
Chica, don't lie to the audience.
Oh, my days. But, okay, can we actually talk about that?
Like, I don't know.
Let's talk about that. Because I just want to mention something. I was having a conversation about this yesterday with Irene.
Mm-hmm.
People's unsolicited opinions about my bum makes me so aggravated. Like, I'm not even going to lie, my friends, I'm not even, like, guys, oh my goodness, oh my days, guy friends, not all of them, some of you guys are angels, but guys, if I'm not interested, why are you commenting about my bum to me? Why are you mentioning it, talking about it to me? You're saying that, oh, is this, do you think I want to hear that?
Have them talk about your bum within themselves.
I don't care about them talking about it with themselves. It's to me, when they mention it to me, I'm just so repulsed. You don't want to talk about anything else about me. Why is it, oh, my features, why is it this, why is it, I don't mind, oh, you're pretty, but when you start describing my, oh, your lips, I'm just like, immediately you say it, I'm just thinking, ugh. Like, I literally had to tell a friend one time to stop because he would consistently talk about it and it made me very uncomfortable. I mean, he stopped after some, he did stop, but it was like until I said something. And honestly, maybe it was my fault for not saying something for so long and just passing it by. But honestly, those comments about my body, like, especially when I don't like you like that, were friends. Please don't. Ugh, like, you, nothing else you want to know about that. I was having a conversation with Irene yesterday, right? We were talking about, okay, I know we shouldn't bash men, but we were talking about how sometimes guys would just see only the physical. They fail to even recognize you as a person. I don't know if that's them doing it consciously or unconsciously, but like they fail to see that you can be a person. There's more to you than your body. There's more. I mean, I'm guessing also women do it too by sexualizing other people, but like sometimes people just see you as only that sex object.
I think when you fail to realize that women are also human beings, I think it's more of a, like, you're lacking in a kind of, like if it's like a feature of humanity. Like, how can't you recognize that somebody else is a human being? And I've read somewhere that I think it's also due to like pornography. Like, men
that's
are watching,
honestly, I agree.
I don't know, but how do you educate? Well, it's not my job to do that, but how do you educate men that? Yeah, because how do you not know that I'm a human being? Like, how do you know that I'm something?
Yeah, no, that's why I, like, I'm of the opinion. Apparently, it's not a lot of people that have of this opinion, but I believe that guys and girls can just be friends. And when we're friends, we can appreciate each other without having it being like all, only about the physical or getting sex or feelings intertwined in that way. I can appreciate that a guy can be more than, oh, just an object of my desire. Same with a guy. Like, I feel like, I don't know if, I mean, I'm guessing guys now have also female friends, but I'm just saying, like, if you still think that women, you can't be friends with girls, because I've come across certain people like that.
It's actually an going on inside. If you feel that you can't be just
friends with, like, can I also talk about, okay, I'll get back to my advice, but can I also just talk about, oh my gosh, we're not supposed to be bashing men. But just specifically, you see those type of guys here that are only nice to girls that they find attractive.
You know, that's a good shit. So, yeah, a lot of people tend to only treat people nicely when they find them attractive. You know what's funny is that I just recall this TikTok and watch that girls could be friends with any guy. Like, girls can be friends with any guy. But guys, even though they just want to be just friends, they are only just friends with girls that they find attractive. In terms of like wanting to be your friend, like wanting to like get to know you better, not in like a dating sense, which is very scarce these days. Yeah, it has to be at least like kind of attractive to them. Maybe not physically, maybe intellectually, maybe monetarily, or maybe they like your person. Like,
I know, but that's friendship now. I'm not going to be friends with a guy that I don't like. In, if you're talking about attractive wise, like in other ways, like, oh, not just physically, like intellectually, oh, I like your person. Yeah. That's friendship. But if it's about like physical appearance, I'm a bit 50-50. That's why it goes back to those kind of people that just are only nice to people that they find attractive, or people that want to get to know you as a friend. There's a difference between getting to know me as a friend and getting to know me as a relationship. I always say this. There's a difference to me. In the long run, I want to be in relationship one. In the long run, I want to be with you. In the friendship one, I just want us to be cordial and cool. Why is that so hard to understand for? Like, I just don't, I'm so angry. Like, I'm just like, it does, not every guy that you're friends with needs to be a thing. Like, I'm not going to.
Well, I'm saying that. Are you saying that you can never?
If it's in my inclination that we are friends, I can't be with you because there's a I just can't, because I'm just like, one, I appreciate the friendship so much that I don't want. Because when you start making relationship with your friends, it becomes messy. Like, I just personally feel like I value you as a friend. But we don't have to. Why does everything always have to end up in relationship? Why can't we just be friends?
So me personally, I'm saying that if I had like male, like I have male friends, and I say one of my male friends, me and the guys that said, you know, the vibes were vibing and it's turning into something romantic, it's cool with me, honestly. But you're saying it's not cool with you.
I mean, I feel like those that get it, and those that don't. Like, I just. I will forever talk about this and argue about this topic.
I won't get it. It's telling me that there are guys that you just meet from the forefront. You're just, okay, we're headed towards romance.
I mean, it's not.
Is that how it works?
It's just, okay. So me, this is going to sound very vain. I had a conversation with my friend about this like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I like what I like. So I have to be attracted to you to want to, it sounds so vain, but like I'm just like, personality, I have done personality, like I have dated people just out of, I wasn't attracted to, if I'm thinking about it, I wasn't meant to be with the people I was with, if I'm actually thinking about it. It was like as we were talking and everything, I liked their personality a lot. Like, they were amazing people talking to them, but they weren't like attractive. But then it still ended up messing up. So it's like, you know what? No problem. I am just slowly, well, it sounds very vain and very mean, but it's like, I like what I like. And that's not even like, I have to be attracted to you. Not to say that you have to be like the most attractive human being, but I need to find you attractive in some way, whether it's intellectually, whether it's physically, whether it's,
I used to think I liked intellect, but honestly,
what happened?
Can I just say, so to me right now, I don't. I mean, you need to be at least, you need to be smart, but like, you need to be Einstein personally. Can I just add really quickly that I think a lot. Is it where I'm changing from few to some? A lot of. Old guys tend to be very condescending.
And yes, yeah, you're right. I want to explain myself. What I mean is that, okay, at first when I see, okay, you're intellectually there, that's when I'm now like, oh, you piqued my interest. I want to get to know you. Then if I now find out that your personality sucks, it's the same thing with physical attraction. I can think you're attractive, but then I find out your personality is trash, then we don't move now. Because you can't be belittling me just because you believe you're smarter than me. Because why would I tolerate that just because, oh, you are so smart? No. I beg. I just wanted to explain myself. But how did we even get on this topic?
We're talking about people trying to be nice because of things that they find attractive.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you fall victim of that? I don't think I do, to be fair. I don't care.
Yes. Okay, like sometimes I think back in university, people needed my help with like some schoolwork. They would only be nice to me because they wanted my help with schoolwork. Jiggas.
But
which is fine. I mean, like, it wasn't a problem, but like, I don't find this, it's not a bad thing necessarily at this point because helping people is great, but it's just like on a good day, we're not talking, but you just really need to make small talk because I maybe helped you with something. Like, it's just like, let's move in first of all. Secondly, sometimes when people perceive you as like a kind person, like you tend to do things for people a lot. Like, I think there was a moment in my life recently even where I would go above and beyond for people around me, and because of that they'd want you around. So even if you did something bad to them, they'd be like, losing you is but I'm just saying, like, in hypothetically, they would still watch around, no matter what you might have done, because they feel like you're like an asset. They don't see you as like, okay, this person is my friend. This person is like an asset. Like, if I need something to be done, they'll be there. If I need something, they'll give it to me. Or if, you know, sometimes even emotionally, apart from like materially, like emotionally, like if I need a friend to call and I'm sad, this person is going to be there. Like, you know, they just keep you around. Know that they're gaining something, which I feel like is fundamentally human, because right, like, you want to have like resources in quotes around you, but I think it still boils down to the issue of people being appreciated for just being human. And sometimes some people tend to forget that, okay, this person that you rely so much emotionally on is also a human being that goes through problems, right? So apart from us talking about the physical and whatnot, I just feel like everybody has a part to play in this thing. Even if they are nice to everybody, even if they don't find them physically attractive, I'm telling you that most people are opportunists. So yeah.
It also just goes back to the topic of understanding that others, like, we all have a personhood, like, we're all people and we're all experiencing life differently. So even when someone does maybe something that you don't like, I feel like just be able to understand why exactly it happened, instead of rushing to just be like, oh, it's all about me, I'm sad, you hurt me. Like, I feel like understand why the person did it, you know, instead of just being like, huh, this person did this and I'm hurt. Or this person treated me this way and I feel like right now I'm just like, oh, I just feel like I understand exactly. Not completely, but sometimes obviously I fumble, but I'm more in the space of understanding why people treat me in a certain way than just accepting that, oh, I'm treated this way and I'm hurt. I guess that's also how I've healed from a lot of the trauma, I guess. Sure. I just realized that there is more to it than just how I feel. And obviously my feelings are definitely valid, but it's like we're all people and we're all dealing with our own things in some ways. Some people, if someone treats you badly, not to make excuses for them, but there's more to it than what we it's there's more to it than what we always see on the surface level. And that's kind of how I've been able to heal and forgive easier. I'm being more understanding and more thoughtful than just rushing to, oh, how I feel, or how angry, or how sad, or how disgusted I feel by a certain action, you know?
I think personally, forgiveness hasn't really been like a problem for me because I think I find it very easy to forgive. But when there are hard feelings, yeah, cut off, simple, like.
Oh my days, same.
That's my version of forgiveness because what's that in my heart that I will be holding on to, like if you're gone, you're gone. Like, what's that saying? We're out of sight,
Yeah.
out of mind.
That's me, oh my days. Like I can forgive you, but you can't be in my life again. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be calling you on the phone and be kikiking like we used to.
You know, the thing about forgiveness is that you never fully forget what someone has done. So when they're out of your, scope of, should I say, interaction, you're not interacting with them to remind you about what they did to you. You're just moving forward with your life. That's how personally I deal with forgive. In fact, I don't even like to think about forgiveness. I just think, offend me by. And it's funny because this theory of mine, people hardly offend me. Like, I hardly get
Do you
offended.
understand? I think it's also like you don't allow yourself to be offended. Cause same. Like I feel like nowadays, not by people anyway, maybe by situations, maybe by like, oh, this happened, I'm sad, but not like, oh, this person angered me severely. When they do something, I'm always thinking, trying to like think about, oh, why they would have done it or how it could have gotten to this.
That's basically, I think you would say you're working on your understanding. Sometimes, so for example, someone said something that kind of offended you, like if something just slipped from their mouth, like, oh my God, they tend to have like a loose mouth and they say something, and like, okay, yeah, they
Yeah.
just that's fine. That's just
I
who you are.
always,
No.
I basically, for that situation, right? I live with the opinion, like the mindset that I'm just like, if you don't understand me, I'm not going to allow your opinions about my body, my this. Because people used to tease me about my body like all the time, but I mean, obviously, it used to make me sad, but I feel like nowadays, I'm trying more to pay attention to who is the one saying the comments than what they're actually saying.
To interrupt you, but it's so crazy that people comment on your body. Like, I dare someone to comment on my body to me. I actually dare someone.
Like bro, anyways, but back to the point. Like, so I'm paying more attention to the person. If it's someone that like obviously doesn't know who I am, and obviously like it's just an anyhow person, I'm not going to pay attention to their comments because at the end of the day, you're doing it for my attention, and I'm not going to give it to you. But if it's like a close friend of mine, like someone I love dearly, and they know this thing angers me, but they still do it anyway, that's when I'll have a problem because you know this is a problem of mine. And you want to comment on it? Why would you do that? Even after I've told you, it even hurts even more if you've like spoken in depthly with this person and they just go about blurting and doing things to belittle you and make you. That's when it hurts even the most. All those people say in the comments that I don't care about, that's their business. At least that's how I feel now. But it's like the friends that and the family that like you know me, and you're still talking. How dare you? And you want to continue being in my life for free. See, this is why I don't like willingly suffering, you know? Because how many times do I have to explain to you that I don't like this for you to understand that this is a problem? We don't talk about this, and you continue to, and you want, I beg.
I just feel like in terms of protecting your, like, your space, that's one of your main priorities in life. So in my opinion, I just feel like protect your space. And you know, funny for me to be saying, because I wish I applied to some people I knew, but you know, some people are just very somehow, and it's very hard to interact with them. But advise myself, that's what I would tell myself, like, any slight sign of this person is going to make my life crazy, out. Yeah, just out. Really about self-awareness today. I love it.
Oh my gosh, before we close, I just have this, remember, you guys, we have a new segment called Scare Scenarios. Yeah, so I just wanted, let's talk about this scenario. So I have this app that people can just, like, randomly send letters to each other. You don't know what they're from, you don't know who they're from, they're just openly sending letters. And honestly, I really like it. So this person sent this one. I'm in a failing marriage. It hasn't even been a year. We fight all the time. I'm not happy and I really want out. On top of that, I'm falling for another person. I would never act on it. But months ago, the person that she's falling for, they told the person writing the letter that they had feelings for them. Honestly, now that the person's married, my marriage is coming to an end, I don't even think they still have those feelings for me now. I also think one of my new friends has a thing for them. Like, one of the person's friend has a thing for the person that had a crush on them. I don't know if that makes sense for you. And I have no rights to have any feelings towards that because I'm literally married. But it still makes me ache.
You said they've been fighting for...
They fight all the time and it's not been a year since they've been married yet. Okay, but let's even talk about the aspect of... She said that her friend, his or her friend has feelings for them. So it's like... But this friend, Seth, doesn't the friend know that you're married? Mm-hmm. Why would the friend call to...
So obviously, I feel like this feeling is a product of the fact that her marriage is failing. If her marriage doesn't fail me,
yeah, because it's like almost she's seeing something in her friend, she or he, I don't know, doesn't say, but they're seeing something. Okay, we're just going to call the person Lucy. Lucy is seeing something in her friend that she's not finding in her marriage, which is what is probably raising the emotions. Because as you said, like, if that thing that she is looking for was present in the marriage, I mean, she wouldn't be gaining these feelings. And obviously her friend is treating her in a way that her partner isn't.
I'm of the opinion that there's a kind of way you interact with people after you're married. So you don't put yourself in the position where you think you can start getting feelings for somebody else.
Well, I don't know if she knew this, Lucy knew this friend before she got married, but as she was married, as she's currently married, she was interacting with this friend, and as she's been interacting with this friend, feelings have been developing. And as you said, she's allowing herself to have these feelings towards this person. It's a toughie.
That's why you have to be very careful about the person you choose to marry. Oh my God, you have to pick somebody and then you have to be able to conceive the thoughts that we're going to be together forever and ever.
All this, yes, okay, we've talked about this whole marriage thing that, oh yes, you'd want it. But genuinely speaking, you don't have to. You don't have to be with someone you don't want to be with. You don't, well, I mean, unless you're forced to. Because the thing is that life is so difficult. Life is so complicated. People's lives are so complicated. Everyone has reasons that they probably ended up in marriages that they weren't as happy as they wanted to be. But I just pray and hope that we, and you listening, if you're not married yet, and if you do want to get married, are smart about it and would be with someone that respects you, and you would enjoy your marriage with this person, and you guys will live long together. But yeah, guys, this has been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Like we always say, you guys can always check us out on the You Scary podcast on Twitter till we figure out how we can get our Instagram running. But yeah, anyways, talk to you guys later. Hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, see you next week, or come back next week for a new episode. Bye, guys!